Texte numéro 43. India's Abandoned Wives. A golden album of wedding photographs and two unused train tickets for her honeymoon are all that is left of Kaur's marriage. 1 week after the grand wedding ceremony in a small village in the Indian state of Punjab, Kaur's husband, who lives in Montreal, Canada, returned home, promising to send his new wife documents she needed for a visa. But the papers never arrived, and when Kaur finally managed to get in touch with her husband, he refused to recognize her. I wrote 120 letters, made nearly 500 phone calls to reach him in Canada, but nothing moved him, said 22-year-old Kaur, who has suffered chronic depression since her wedding 2 years ago. I hate myself for loving an insensitive man. He cheated me and my family. Kaur is just one of thousands of brides abandoned in India by expatriate Indians who return to the country for arranged marriages and then flee, taking the dowry money with them. Marriage is the easiest way to make money for these men. They plan their exit from the country as soon as they get the dowry, as they know that many women from conservative backgrounds worry that complaining could bring shame on their families. In India, paying and accepting a dowry has been illegal since 1961. But the centuries-old tradition of the bride's parents presenting gifts of cash, clothes and jewellery to the groom's family remains strong across society. The Indian wedding season is in full swing, with young Indian men who live in Canada, Britain and other Western countries travelling to their ancestral villages to find a bride, as their parents insist on traditional daughters-in-law. Young girls are often desperate to emigrate, to escape poor village life and aspire to settle overseas, but many unions last just a few days. Dubbed as holiday brides, the women are unable to marry again, feel guilty for being a burden on their parents, and often hold on to the distant hope that their husbands will change their minds and rescue them. But this never happens. The grooms never come back to the village, fearing that they would be arrested or beaten up by the villagers, said Radha Naveen, a bride abandoned by an English Indian man in 2004. The government needs to recognize this massive social problem. A 2007 report by the Punjab University stated that about 25,000 abandoned women in Punjab alone faced an uphill battle against a legal system which provides little hope of justice. It suggested the Indian government should stamp the marital status of non-resident Indians in their passports and bring in new laws to protect vulnerable women. But there is a reluctance for politicians in Punjab to tackle the issue, as many of the expatriate grooms involved come from families who provide parties with donations. Why would a political party want to upset their donors? Naveen said. Adapted from The Telegraph Online, December 2010.